Well, we haven't talked to Mick in a while, and actually, I'm expecting a good report from Mick at Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis, as the reports coming in from the eastern end of the UP have really gotten good since this cloudy, rainier weather this week. So I'm expecting good reports here as we call Mick from Mick's Bait Shop on the Isthmus of Curtis.
Mick's Bait Shop.
Mick, Adam from the Outdoors Show. You got a little time for us today?
Yeah, Adam, sure.
Excellent. I wanted to give you a call. Got some reports from fishermen your way that things were not doing so good until the weather kind of changed. And then with the cloudy, rainier weather, the fishing has really taken off. Is that what you're hearing too?
Yep. They're starting to really pick them up again, so that's a good thing. And the hot weather just kind of had stuff slowed down just a bit, but they were still getting them, so...
Well, the beautiful thing about the forecast right now, you know, this week, today's a little cooler, a little bit of rain, and then tomorrow and Saturday are supposed to be back close to 80 with sunshine. And usually, in my experience, when you get nice weather right after 4 or 5 days or 3 days of kind of cloudy weather, it really pops. So I'm expecting you to have a big weekend there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're hoping so. We're hoping so.
You got plenty of bait?
Oh, you betcha.
Tell us what you got there.
Well, we've got our minnows, we've got crawlers, we still have some leeches. We have wax worms and leaf worms, of course. And then we have all our terminal tackle and everything. So
when you stock up, obviously leeches are really tough to get right now. They're pretty much gone from the suppliers, right?
Yes.
So you stocked up on them?
Yes, I did.
And I'm assuming that a lot of people are coming to you for that from all over the eastern end of the UP. All right, well, let's switch over and talk a little bit more about, you know, what you're hearing for fishing reports, if you could go through each lake and species of fish.
Well, basically on South and Big Lake, they're picking up walleyes, they're picking up some perch and bluegills, they're getting some decent pike out there, and they're getting some real nice bass, so.
Mm. Well, let's talk about the bass for a second then. What have you been hearing as far as baits or lures, or what are they using?
Well, some of them are just hitting them by accident, throwing with crawler harnesses with crawlers.
Okay.
The Kelly crawlers are always a good thing to use. Of course, your spinner baits and that sort of stuff, but I think they've been having the best success with the Kelly crawlers and then actual night crawlers on crawler harnesses.
Any colors to the crawler harnesses?
White and gold, right. Green, pink.
That's what you're moving the most. You got a ton of them there, don't you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And we still got to talk about walleye, pike, muskie, and some panfish, too, as we will get back into this conversation with Mick from Mick's Bait Shop in our next outdoor report later this hour. So stay tuned right here to The Outdoor Show.